Starting strong makes you good. Finishing strong, that makes you epic. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of the 7 Good Minutes Daily Self-Improvement Podcast is being sponsored by Carbona. A stain-free and clean home is something you can be proud of, but it's hard to maintain when you're using cleaning products that don't work well or take forever to use. Q Carbona, a household brand that has turned their decades of cleaning expertise into products that get the job done fully, quickly, and easily. When I heard about Stain Devils, my thoughts about removing stains changed forever. Think about this. If you have a chocolate stain, it wouldn't make sense to treat it with a formula that removes wine. They're chemically different. Shop Carbona.com, and for a limited time, listeners of this podcast get 20% off your order. That's Carbona.com, and don't forget to enter the promo code 7GOODMINUTES at checkout for 20% off your entire order. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we hear about the one habit you need to develop if you want to become unstoppable. Enjoy.
For many years, I had a problem that I did not even know about. It hampered me in countless situations. It cropped up often enough to derail any progress that I made. And now that I know about it, I see it in nearly everyone around me. Most people that I meet do this, friends, colleagues, and acquaintances. I had not thought about it much until relatively recently. But if you eliminate this habit, you can crack the code of consistency. You will be able to move forward in ways that you cannot even dream of now. If you learn this, you will be unstoppable. The truth is this, most people celebrate too early. I relearned this lesson while reading, of all things, a book written for kids. My man Luke Mardigan recommended a book that I should read with my son, The Way of the Warrior Kid by Jocko Willink. The book's premise is pretty simple. A young boy who can't swim, gets picked on by a bully, can't do multiplication tables, and can't do a single pull-up, is visited by his uncle who is a Navy SEAL. The uncle teaches the young boy how to improve and change. It's a great story for kids and adults. At one point in the story, the young boy does 4 pull-ups. He gets so excited and starts celebrating. He had never done that many pull-ups in his life. The Navy SEAL was not as excited because the job wasn't done. The goal was 10 pull-ups. The boy had done 4. No celebration, not yet. Most people have a mental release when something good happens to them. For some reason, the pressure stops and there is relaxation. And for most people, the tendency to celebrate too much is a habit. Jocko Willink's message is powerful. Don't celebrate until the job is done. Small victories along the way are good, but the winning of the war is imperative. Do not let the small victories get in the way of the bigger ones. While the young boy in Willink's Warrior Kid is ecstatic that he did 4 pull-ups, yelling and screaming in excitement, the Navy SEAL calmly says good and keeps pushing. The huge celebration in the moment is not worth the possibility of derailing your chances of success. Stop giving up what you really want for what you can have in the next few moments. Most people do not like doing the consistent work that leads to success, so the first taste of victory is a welcome justification to stop doing the work. That is a mistake, and I have made this mistake countless times. Years ago, I wanted to buy equipment for my freelance audio and video business. On my job, I had so much extra vacation time that I asked the HR director if they could buy out my vacation to make some extra money. I had purposefully not taken my vacation time because the company was going through litigation. There was no time to waste. Amazingly, she said yes. I was so happy. I thought I was going to make $3,000, so I stopped thinking about how to generate the money. I celebrated too early. Once she went up the chain, however, the request was ultimately denied. I was crushed. My celebration caused me to stop doing what I needed to do for a period of time. The first time I received a 5-figure check in business, I was overjoyed. I received a free trip that was amazing. I actually had some money. But it did something to me mentally that caused me to stop the activities that got me the check and trip. The success and celebration ended up stalling my progress. I celebrated too early. I had to redo so much of the work that I had done previously. For years, I wanted to write. I used to get so excited by actually writing something that I did not consistently write. This always stalled my progress and also prevented rapid improvement. Many years ago, I heard a story from an ancient Spartan warrior who won the equivalent of the modern-day Olympics. For his victory, the warrior received an incredibly valuable trophy. It was nearly priceless, adorned with gold and jewels, a magnificent work of art that symbolised the champion's victory. The warrior graciously accepted the incredible trophy. The day after the competition, the warrior sold the trophy, and then kept training. The trophy was an expression of how other people felt about this warrior's achievement. But the warrior was focused on his own internal barometer of success. Do not let the celebration of any victory distract you from the bigger picture. When someone congratulates you for a small victory and tells you that it is amazing, calmly remember Willink's Navy SEAL and say to yourself, the milestone is good, and keep going. Consistency will turn into excellence. The habit of celebrating too early can derail us. Eliminate it and move forward. Celebrate when the job is done. Take care of your business and move forward. It is not about the celebration. It is about victory.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde. Or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.